Senator Bob Dole. How our nation observes its anniversary spells the differences between nostalgia and inspiration. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Last Thursday, Ted, I had the great honor to address the bicentennial session of Congress at Independence Hall in Philadelphia. It was a time for both remembrance and renewal. The Constitution, written 200 years ago, is being written still. When liberty is threatened, when rights are denied, when freedom is in peril, we the people are once again summoned to the spirit of Philadelphia, not to worship our system of government, but to make it work. Indeed, by stressing broad principles over fine detail, the Constitution enabled us to do just that, to make our government work for all Americans. That child of fortune, as General Washington called it, is now 200 years old. To me, Ted, it's an inspiration as refreshing today as it surely was in Philadelphia in 1787.
Bob, one reason the Constitution is getting so much attention this year is that it's one of the few documents Fawn Hall and Oliver North couldn't shred. As we're relearning these days, Bob, the heart of the Constitution is the self-correcting mechanism created 200 years ago to help the colonies live together, and that has enabled our democracy to grow and flourish ever since. At the most critical periods in our history, the Constitution has demonstrated its ability to respond to challenges from any source. It's pulled us through the Great Depression and World War II, Vietnam and Watergate, and it'll pull us through the Iran-Contra scandal, too. It's also what the battle over Robert Bork is all about, what sort of country we are and what we want to be. We're proud of our nation's past, Bob, and may the next 200 years be even greater than the first. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on his latest bad idea, raising taxes on oil. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.